This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
434, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Yes, I am overdoing that simply because I made a big mistake earlier and thought it was Wednesday, and I want to stay on track. So thanks again to my pal, my bestie, Emily Morrissey, EmilysBracelets.com in Chesterfield, who reminded me that today is Tuesday. Now, if it is Tuesday, certain things happen. Yes, tomorrow will be Wednesday. You are absolutely correct. But in addition to that, it means that our pal Craig Peterson joins us. He joins us every Tuesday afternoon. And we talk a little bit about, tech stuff, staying safe online, all of that good information. And you know what I like about Craig is that it's obviously not that complicated, because even I am able to understand it, right? Because, you know, I'm not a tech guy. I'm not a Luddite. I'm not getting ready to get my brand new covered wagon ready to go, but I'm not necessarily a tech guy. Craig, I appreciate you being here. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here, Jeff. Yeah, and I can attest to the fact that, well, you've got a website, you know how to use a phone, you've got a wife, so she can help you. So you're all set with tech.
I am. I don't even need Google because I have a wife.
That's right. Well, you never ask anyways, right? Yeah, exactly. You're a guy, so yeah.
I'm good, man. I am all good. Can we start with the fact that it looks like your Apple people are coming out with a brand new iPhone? Is that right?
Yeah, they are. It looks pretty darn good. But okay. It's one of these things where I've got an iPhone 13, so it's a couple of generations behind, right? Mm-hmm. The newest one. Right. And when I look at, do I want to upgrade, it's based on a few things. One, is it going to get security updates? Well, yeah, the iPhone 13, they're still selling these things, even though they're older. And so I'm guaranteed to get security updates for some years to come. Usually in the Apple world, it's good for about 7 years. Samsung, for their top-end phones, has also said it's good for about 7 years.
Right.
Now, I also look at it and say, okay, well, what new features does it have? Does it have more memory? Well, in reality, my iPhone 13, I don't even use all of the memory. So I don't need more memory. Okay, so that crosses it off. That's two down. How about the cameras? Well, they've got some new camera technology, and it's 40 megapixels, et cetera, et cetera. But you know what, Jeff? Most of the time, when I'm taking a picture with my phone, it's a snapshot. Right? Okay. I'm not Ansel Adams trying to take in the Rocky Mountains, all right?
Okay.
It's me with the kids, right? So yeah. I don't need the new camera. Now, where it starts getting interesting is the new AI stuff, you know, that can go ahead and make songs for you, whatever. Apple is doing some really nice things with AI, and Apple's guaranteeing that none of your information is going to be stored online. Now, what I don't like about it, this is a very big change to Siri, which is Apple's, question answerer, if you will.
Right.
And the big change is that Apple's Siri runs 100% on your phone.
Okay.
Nothing is sent up to the cloud. So if you're on an Android, no, forget about it. Right. Everything's sent up to Google. They go ahead and they try and figure out what you want, and they send you the answers.
Yes.
Well, with the new AI that isn't out yet, so don't bother jumping on the new phone if you want all the AI features. It's going to be months before it's really useful. But the new AI stuff, Apple has signed an agreement with the data hoarders over at OpenAI. So these are the guys that make ChatGPT that have been sucking up everything they can get their fingers on,
yep,
and using it to train their artificial intelligence.
Okay.
Now, Apple has an agreement with OpenAI saying, no, no, we're not going to keep their data. It's going to be safe. Don't worry about it. Hugs and kisses. I'm not so sure that they can really guarantee that, but I'm waiting for the next iPhone. I'm waiting another year, and we'll see how it goes, but my 13 is plenty good enough.
Wow. Now, this surprises me, and I want to remind everybody, Craig Peterson is joining us. You need to visit his website, craigpeterson.com. You need to sign up for the weekly newsletter to stay safe online, be aware of the latest tech. I mean, you are a tech guy, right? You live and breathe tech, and here you are. You are how many generations behind on the iPhone?
Well, the new one that just came out is the 16.
Okay.
And so I guess three generations behind. It's again, it's a tool, Jeff. That's the way I look at it, right? I still have a 1980 Mercedes-Benz diesel, right? It's a tool. It gets me to where I want to go when, yep, I need to get there. And no great new features. So I think that's kind of the bottom line on the 16. And okay, Apple knows this, right? So Apple's, yeah, trying to figure out, so what do we do? You know, Google's advertising all this cool stuff you can do with their AI. You take a picture of something and it'll help you buy it online. Apple is coming out with that. It'll be out in probably 2-3 months, maybe longer. But so they're behind on some of that. But I think some of the features and tools they're doing are really cool. But they're not there yet.
Okay.
So in order to do AI on the iPhone or on any device, you need to have a lot of processing power, particularly the cards that are made for doing graphics, these graphics processing units.
Mm.
So Apple has, in the 16, they've added in more processors and better, faster graphics processors, which are, again, that's what's used for AI.
Yeah.
The 17, they'll have this ironed out pretty well in a year from now.
Okay.
So their software will be solid. I don't like to beta software. Heck, I did that for too many years,
mm-hmm,
right? I want something that just works. It's going to do what I want to do. And I think that's probably good advice for most listeners.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Yeah, well, I would agree with you. You know, you mentioned your 1980 Mercedes-Benz diesel, which, by the way, is a beautiful vehicle. And you mentioned you don't want to be in the beta process. It's the same thing with cars, right? You do not,
yeah,
want to buy the car the first year of production. I'm sorry, it may be shiny, it may be new, you may impress all the neighbors, but you're also going to get to know the guy that owns the tow truck, because there are issues that just that they haven't addressed yet. So why should you be the one who discovers it?
You nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. We've got to look at this new generation of phones, whether it's from, you know, an Android vendor or Apple.
Right.
We have to look at it as new technology that just isn't out yet. So I love your analogy.
Tell me about turning off my phone, because this is part of your newsletter this week. The NSA is saying we should turn it off. And no offense, Craig, I don't like the NSA for the most part, although they're fine people, and I know they're just monitoring my conversations for all the right reasons. But why should I take advice from them?
That is one of the best questions ever. one of the things that we rely on in the encryption world, in computer security, is random numbers. So we use random number generators that are highly accurate, that don't repeat patterns. And that's necessary in order to have good encryption. Okay. Well, the encryption algorithms, the programs, the way of doing it that we were using for many years came ultimately from the NSA. And they were designed to make it easier for them to break encryption. So your concerns are very, very well founded, because they have misled us before and caused some problems before with our security.
Yep.
So I think this piece of advice is good advice. That's why I included it in the newsletter, just for general health, too, because there's something called memory leaks in programs, and that means they're asking the operating system, hey, I need some more memory, I need to store this graphic, and then they forget to return it to the operating system. So the memory's kind of leaking, and eventually you run out of memory, and your system starts paging and doing all this nasty stuff. So this is a good suggestion from them, along with the other one that I put in this week, where the NSA is recommending for you to turn off your Bluetooth when you're not needing it.
Yeah.
When it's not in use. Yeah. And that's because now we've been finding a lot of security problems with Bluetooth in our smartphones and our computers, frankly. So some major, major security problems, depending on who made the chip and which version you have, et cetera, et cetera. So turning it off, always a good idea. By the way, Bluetooth is one of the ways stores track you.
Stop.
Because you'll be advertising your phone as you're walking around, trying to connect to Wi-Fi. The Bluetooth is saying, here I am, here I am, and depending on whether or not you shut some of these features off, right?
Uh-huh.
So big box retailers are using that now to track your movement through the store to know where you are, where you paused, and from that kind of gather what you're looking at in the store. And then, I think it's creepy.
It is totally creepy, but that is exactly why we always wind up in front of the Frosted Flakes, because, I can't hide it. And what's the deal? You up in New Hampshire, I thought it had all the security stuff in the world, and apparently the Russians are running your electoral system. I may be, paraphrasing, but isn't that what's happening up there?
Yeah. Really quickly here, because I know we're almost out of time, there is a real problem in the software development world nowadays. And the problem comes from the ease, if you will, of programming. People are using libraries. It's like you mentioned cars earlier. Well, now, if you were getting a car just like you are building software, you could build a car by saying, I want an engine. And there's the box. Literally, the box is the engine. Okay, so I want a transmission, and here's your transmission. But you have no idea what's inside that black box called the engine. Is it the right horsepower? Is it the right speed? Is it put together properly? Will it fail in 10 miles?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's happening now in the software world because of all of these inclusions. So I am jumping up and down cheering New Hampshire because near as I can tell, it's the only state that has done this. They tore apart the voter registration system, and they found in there ties where it was calling home to Mother Russia.
Ah,
the voter registration systems. And it turns out that the guy that wrote the code was Russian, and in fact, not just Russian, this guy had been convicted of manslaughter.
Oh, my God.
Okay? But it's just drag and drop. Yeah, I need this JavaScript library. Oh, I need this, I need that. You pull it all in, right? And then most of the code that was actually written to pull all of these pieces together from all over the world was written by foreigners who were contracted out you know, God bless the people in the Philippines, etc. But yeah. When we're talking about our elections, so New Hampshire figured this stuff all out. They firm to do that, okay. And they ended up working with the vendor who's in Connecticut in order to remove all of this not necessarily malicious stuff, but certainly concerning stuff. And we already have examples where people have even been convicted, where they go, they say, okay, let me see, election systems, which libraries are they likely to use? Okay, so they buddy up with the people they're maintaining these open source libraries. Oh, they gain everybody's trust, and then they insert back doors.
Wow. Well, all right. Well, leave it to Governor Sununu to be on top of that. I got to give him credit for that. Craig, for folks that want to get your newsletter, that's just one of the issues that's in there in this week's edition. CraigPeterson.com is the way to go, right?
You got it. You go there. You'll get it from me every week, including, you know, the stuff I write. Like this week, here's the free tools you can use to protect yourself from phishers and frauds. Absolutely free.
I love it. It's great stuff, and I can't tell you how much I really sincerely appreciate you joining us every week. It's great feedback from everybody who listens, and you're helping a lot of people stay safe. I appreciate it. That is Craig Peterson. If you've not signed up for the newsletter, do it, please. CraigPeterson.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.